Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Earlier this week on the show, we pitted classic concept albums against one another in a SmackDown debate. This battle of big ideas was inspired by this year's bumper crop of new concept albums, including this one from the British rock group Coldplay. It's called Milo Xylido, although no one seems to know why it's called Milo Xylido or even what that means. In times like this, with the world's most divisive band attempting a rock opera of sorts, we call upon our friend Steve Almond, author of the book Rock and Roll Will Save Your Life and the just-released story collection God Bless America. He joins us by phone from Newport News, Virginia. On a book tour there, Steve?
Yes, on a book tour.
So you know how it feels to be in a Coldplay situation, touring from one town to the other.
You know, the parallels between our lives are almost eerie.
Now, Coldplay has been a very divisive band. Which side of the fence are you on?
I am a guilt-ridden Coldplay supporter. I am the Obama supporter of the Coldplay world.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that I love their music, and I hate myself a little bit for loving it, but I'm trying to forgive myself for loving their music.
Well, what do you think of the new record of Milo Xylido?
It's a fantastic record to spend the night with, and I don't totally respect it in the morning, but it's a great, fun pop record. They know how to make hits. They know how to write hooks.
Is it a concept album?
You know, the concept of this album, it seems to me, is we're going to sell a lot of copies of this album. That's the central concept that I'm getting from it. I know there's some sort of idea of these lovers, both of whom have names that sound like breath mints, who are supposed to be...
That would be Milo and Xylido.
Exactly, right. And there's no Miley Cyrus anywhere near the premises. But I get it that they're trying to do something. But look, Coldplay is really fantastic at writing a particular kind of song. It's a propulsive anthem. It's a feel-good anthem. It's music to listen to in Starbucks while you're sympathizing with the Occupy Wall Street movement. I mean, that's kind of the music they make. And I think maybe their hardcore fans want to parse their lyrics, but I don't. And I think 95% of the people who hear this record are going to say, wow, another great propulsive pop, dance pop song. Awesome.
Would Every Teardrop Is a Waterfall be a good example of what you're talking about?
You could virtually choose at random, but that's a great example.
This is from the new Coldplay record called Milo Xylido. Every Teardrop Is a Waterfall. That is from the new Coldplay record called Milo Xylido. And we are speaking with author Steve Almond, who is a recovering fan of Coldplay. Steve, let me read you a comment from one of our regular listener/commenters who writes under the name Robots Need to Party, who writes, I'll just say I'm glad I have a meeting to go to now so I can skip this segment, especially considering the absolute lack of concept in this album, the 1% music. What do you think?
Well, look, there are some people whose job it is to flag super popular bands and bands who make basically, you know, there's not a broad emotional range and there's not a lot of character depth to a Coldplay song. They write mid-tempo arena pop songs and they're really good at it. They're, you know, they're slightly pretentious. They have pretensions to being a more interesting band, a Radiohead, or even a U2 being more experimental. But they essentially make a certain kind of very pleasurable, not very deep music. And I just, as a music fan, I'm not interested in slagging on a band for that. They're really good at doing a very narrow, gratifying thing. I listen to that song, and I'm like, yeah, you know, this kind of makes me want to shop at the Gap, and I kind of hate that, but I just enjoy it, you know?
But are there moments where even Coldplay goes a little too far and where you think, oh, no, that's a misstep?
Well, yeah. I mean, you might want to play the track "Princess of China," which is their collaboration with Rihanna, and then I can maybe, after we've shared it and processed, I'll talk about it a little bit.
This is Coldplay featuring Rihanna and "Princess of China" from the new record "Milo Xylido." That is "Princess of China" from the new Coldplay record, "Milo Xylido." So, Steve Almond, you have one of the biggest names in pop music, Rihanna, paired with one of the biggest names in rock, in Coldplay. This should be, this should change the world, shouldn't it?
It should. The song gives me the feeling of like the last massage I got at the mall, or maybe it was like power yoga. And I don't mean that as a total criticism. Like, it's a particular thing. To me, it's like a very soothing sonic aromatherapy. It's like coriander mist or lavender breeze. It's just almost like, you know, it's pleasant background noise. And I mean, that's going to sound really snobby, but it just, that's what it is. It's vaguely pleasuring music that sort of gives you a little mood of uplift with just a hint, an aftertaste of melancholy.
All right, Steve, you got to give us an example of why you became a Coldplay fan in the first place.
Yeah, well, I can do that because I was on the Coldplay bandwagon very early on. When their first record came out, I think in 2000, I was a DJ at a community radio station. That's probably going to come as a great shock to you, John, but I have a background in community radio. Thank you. And
As long as you weren't a community organizer as well.
No. I wouldn't do that. That's for Jesus to do. Anyway, the album that came out, their first album, Parachutes, which was a slightly more interesting album. There was one song on that album, which I got several months before everyone else, and I played the song Everything Is Not Lost over and over again. It's the last song on the album. It was not one of the singles that anybody ever heard, but it's an absolutely astonishingly beautiful song.
And kind of a jazzy chord sequence, too.
Much more ambitious, to me, much more emotionally real than most of the other stuff they do.
Despite which, Steve Almond still considers himself a fan of Coldplay. He's been giving us his take on the new Coldplay record called "Milo Xylido." But let's wrap up with this song called "Everything's Not Lost" from their first album, Parachutes. Steve Almond's new book is a collection of stories called "God Bless America." Steve, thanks for being with us on Soundcheck.
Always a pleasure, John.
This is Soundcheck.
Don't you let it track you down. If you ever feel neglected.
Still to come, a quick trip across the Irish Sea. From Coldplay's home in England, we'll hear the Irish rock band Bell X1 playing live and unplugged next.
Yeah. Open, everything's not like.